This hour, we've been talking about interrogation. Our guests are Larry Johnson, former State Department counterterrorism expert and former intelligence officer, and Mark Bowden. He is national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly and author of Black Hawk Down. And I had to interrupt Mark Bowden as we were going into the break, but now I'm going to ask for his indulgence for a few moments more, because we want to cover this breaking story. An Islamist website has shown a video purporting to show, has put up a video purporting to show the beheading of an American in Iraq. For more on this story, we turn to NPR's national security correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. She joins us now from the Pentagon. Michelle, have you seen the video, and what does it show?
I've seen bits of it. What we have seen is a man in orange overalls sitting on a floor. Five masked men are behind him reading out a statement. And then, according to reports, this is a part that I have yet to see. He's pushed to the floor and then is beheaded. This was posted on an Islamic militant website, as you said. Parts of it have also aired on U.S. television networks. The website said that Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was responsible for the killing, though that's not been confirmed. As you know, there's been a bounty on Zarqawi's head. The U.S. holds him responsible for a number of attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq.
And what do we know about the victim in this attack?
Well, the man on the tape.
Instance, sorry.
The man on this video identifies himself, says that his name is Nick Berg, and that he's from Philadelphia. Apparently, he's 26 years old. He's from Westchester, which is a suburb of Pennsylvania, and he's a small business owner who was there trying to rebuild infrastructure. And I should also say, by the way, that the statement on this website said that his beheading was in response to the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, and that there would be more to come.
When was the last his family or anyone else heard from him?
His family says that they heard from him in early April. They also say that they had been told of his death, so that this news wasn't a surprise. We had been hearing reports from the Pentagon that a body was found earlier this week. This is the first time that we've seen actually pictures of what apparently happened to him.
I know it's the early hours in this story, but has the Pentagon had any response at all yet?
Not much. I mean, of course, officials are expressing outrage here. The Pentagon and the State Department both have not said whether this fellow was under a U.S. contract. He apparently was working on his own, and they say that they've just received reports and they're looking into them. So that's about all we have. The president has issued a statement, though, saying that his thoughts are with the family and that this incident shows the true nature of the of what we're dealing with in Iraq or what the U.S. is dealing with in Iraq, and that those who carried out this crime will be pursued and brought to justice.
Okay, Michelle, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, she joined us from the Pentagon.